Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening, ma'am. My name is Ernie. I'm calling from a National Opinion Survey. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your
Hold on
community
one
and the nation.
second. I can't hear you. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, now what did you say? You're earning from who?
National Opinion Surveys. We're just conducting a survey, ma'am. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, let me ask you. Okay. Now, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, but may I please ask your race, your ethnicity?
I'm black.
Black. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
50-50? I'm sorry, definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, just to confirm, how old are you? What is your age?
58.
58. Thank you, ma'am. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers
10.
between 0 and 10. 10. Thank you so much.
10.
Now, some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say is politics is in your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm an independent, but I really vote Democrat, if that makes sense.
Okay, and are you a strong Democrat or not so strong?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, thinking about the direction and the country's heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading in?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay, thank you so much. Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Is it the COVID pandemic, the Biden administrations and their policy, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, or Republican in Congress?
Can I pick two?
Yeah, well, right now it's
Okay.
just one. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, so I'm just going to say big business and price gouging.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important to you at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first one, making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
10.
A 10, okay, thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
10. Making college more affordable.
10.
Improving K-12, K-12 education.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
And the last one, ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, switching gears a little bit and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I don't disapprove. There can be some improvement, so I'll say I approve.
Okay, and will that be somewhat approved or strongly approved?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approved, thank you. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approved, okay. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so we can go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
First one is going to be the Democratic Party. How will you scale them from 0 to 100?
I'm going to give them a 90.
A 90, thank you. And what about Kamala Harris?
I'm going to give her a 50.
A 50, okay. And Joe Biden?
I'm going to give him a 80.
80, okay, thank you. And Cornel West?
I'm going to give, I'll give him a 85.
85, thank you. And what about the Supreme, the U.S. Supreme Court?
A 0.
A 0, okay. Mitch McConnell?
0.
0, okay. The next one is going to be Black Lives Matter.
Sixty.
Okay, thank you. And last one will be Donald Trump.
0.
0. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote? Would that be Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
I'm going to say Cornel West.
Cornel West, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. Now, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for? Donald Trump
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you so much. Okay, now how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes for black people in America? Are you very worried? Somewhat worried?
Very worried.
Okay.
Very worried.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, now I would like to read you two statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? The first one, statement B. We don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more in funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs and mental health in order to get a root cause of crime to make communities safer. Or statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentence in order to make our communities safer. Which one?
The first statement.
The first statement? Okay. And would that be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Okay, thank you. Now, have you recently read, seen, heard, or anything about what President Biden is doing and his administration are doing?
Well, the last thing that I've really, really paid attention to was the student loans.
Okay.
That's the last thing I really paid attention to, yeah.
And was that a lot or a little?
A lot.
Okay. Now, and has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I would say more favorable.
Would that be much more or just somewhat?
Just somewhat more.
Somewhat, okay. Now, I'm going to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first one, Joe Biden made the largest investments in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Very important.
Thank you so much. Joe Biden cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever recorded in history. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Joe Biden established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, not too important.
Very.
Okay, and the last one, Joe Biden provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Is that very important to you?
Very.
Thank you so much. Okay. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishment of the last 2 years, I would like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
You approve? Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Would that be strongly approved or just somewhat?
I strongly approve overall.
Thank you. Now, this is the last part of the survey. I really want to thank you so much for helping me out tonight, Mel. I know your time is very valuable, okay? Now, I'm going to read you some of the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
First one is, MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate telling of history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our story from American history. If they erase our story, we learn nothing from our horrors and mistakes of America's history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all children for a more united future. In order to empathize, the contributions are important to all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. The last one, extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences in the last few years. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Well, 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
10, thank you. Now, and what stood out to you the most from the arguments that we just heard on this survey? I will have to type this in, because this is on your own words, ma'am.
Okay, what stood out the most, it really is the reason why, and dealing with what the Republicans are trying to do in the Supreme Court as far as it's a couple of things, erasing our history, diluting our history, basically taking our voice away. How they have actually just taken away affirmative action, and they are really just trying to not just remove just all people of color, whether you are black, whether you are Hispanic, whatever. They're just really trying to whitewash our history.
One second.
And as well as took the right away from women to choose.
And how they taken women's
right to choose.
Okay, I cannot write no more. That's it. I'm sorry. That was okay. That was pretty good. I try to keep up with you. Okay. Here we go. All right, so I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. The first one, Twitter, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. The next one, Facebook.
Yes.
Okay. YouTube.
Yes.
Snapchat.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. TikTok.
Yep.
Apple News.
No.
No. Instagram.
Not in the last 2 days. No.
Okay. You're very active. Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A college degree.
College degree. So would that be some college or college graduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. Now, are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm divorced.
Divorced. Okay. Thank you. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. Now, in thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, wow. The majority of my neighbors are white.
So will you say that would be nearly all? Or more than half?
More than half.
Okay. Now, how will you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Now, were one of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Was one of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
How about yourself? Were you born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. No. That was the last question of my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for your patience and helping me out tonight, ma'am. It really means a lot to me and the company. I hope you have a wonderful
week. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.